is the Light 103.9. I'm your sister, Melissa Wade, in the water. Got an email yesterday saying, hey, Jessica Reedy is back with a new single. Would you like to do an interview with her? And of course, we know her from Put It on the Altar, from Sunday's Best, from her CD, From the Heart. And I responded, that's my girl. Yes, I want to do an interview.
Thank you so much.
So how's everything going there in Michigan?
You know what? It's 0 degrees here. It is freezing. My son and my nephew were snowed in, so they haven't had school all week. Today has been the first day of school, so
wow.
They've been breaking everything they can find, playing Batman and Robin.
How old is your son now?
My son is 6 years old now.
Six. I know you were with us a couple of years ago for our Lamplighter Awards, and he was just running around, and we were playing together, and he is so much energy. He is a wonderful
yes,
kid.
Yes, ma'am. And it's only, he had Kool-Aid last night.
Uh-oh.
Stayed up till about 2 o'clock, and I said, Justin, I can't take it. You're going to have to lay down. I can't take it.
Well, you know what? You just showed everybody how you are truly a mommy. And, of course, we know you as a singing sensation. I mean, from your first CD, From the Heart, Put It on the Altar, from BET Sunday's Best. You have just been doing it. But you know what? Where have you been these last couple of years?
You know what? I've been growing up. I've been becoming an entrepreneur. I've been writing. I've been crying. I've been praying. I've been going through the molding process for this season. And making sure all my seeds were planted in good soil. So when it's harvest time, I'm not looking out the window and not seeing a crop. So that's what I've been doing. I sometimes feel as though you need to take a moment to make sure you're still in God's will.
Yeah.
That you're not getting caught up in the exterior reward. Because if you get caught up in that, then you lose sight of things. And now you're singing for money. Now you're only doing this because of popularity, and it stopped being about God, and so you're no different than the rest of the world.
That's what I love about you, Jessica. That, I mean, you have not changed one bit, but that is the Jessica that I absolutely love. Every time I see you, every time I meet you, you are genuine. You're all about the anointing. You're all about God, and I love that in you.
Glory to God. I don't want to, you know what? A friend of mine, Joyce Coleman, she works for BET. 2009, I got off the show. She walks up to me and says, Miss Reedy, I want to let you know something. You will be the only person that stops you. She said, God favors you, God loves you, and his hand is upon you.
Yes.
But you, if you allow it, will be the only person that will stop you. And I didn't quite understand it then because I'm like, well, why would I want to stop myself? No, I'm gonna get on out my way. Well, what happens is you get so familiar with your position in life
mm-hmm.
that you allow it to become normal to you. And you lose the zeal in the assignment. You lose sight of the reason why you even started it. Because people react certain kind of ways. They start doing this. They say, oh, we love her. Come on. Come over here and do this. And you're like, well, no, well, God told me not to go. But since you love me, I guess I got to go. And you stop hearing his voice. And it becomes a people-pleasing type of situation.
Wow.
And I have to push the reset button all the time and regroup and make sure he is pleased. Because ultimately, if I do all this and yet he is not happy, I have just done all this in vain.
You're such an
awesome
teacher. It don't
amount to nothing.
Yeah. You are such an awesome teacher because let me tell you, you just ministered to me, sister. You just ministered to me. So let's talk about what's happening right now. And not only have you been seeking God's face and growing up and all those good things that you say, but now you have this brand new single from a CD that's about to come out. It's called Better. Tell us about what you are giving us in this song.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, we are in the studio during the recording of Better. I'll tell the story real quick. There was a young lady. I had asked a friend of mine to recommend some background singers to come in and lay some parts. Long story short, she was possessed with a demon.
Hmm.
And a real live talking demon, too. Scared the heck out of me.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the thing is, I seek the gifts, and I'm like, God, I want to be endowed with all your glory, all your power.
Yes.
I feel as though anybody anointed should be able to show miracles and signs and wonders. You shouldn't be powerless. You should be able to do something.
Right.
And so I just always keep myself available, like, God, what you want me to do? You want me to minister to somebody? What you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
This girl came in here, she had a demon, and the song Better is playing. And each time she started singing it, she got more and more agitated. So I went in there and I said, you know, let's pray. I said, have you guys prayed? Because I had stepped out. So let's pray. She couldn't even pray. And I said, what the heck is this? And so people in the studio was like, oh, she just got a bad attitude. And I didn't even know how I knew to say this except for the Holy Spirit. I said, no, that's a spirit. As soon as I said that, the girl fell out in a seizure. And then...
Oh, my goodness,
I said, oh, God, it scared the heck out of me. Look, she fell out in a seizure. And then the Holy Spirit said, grab her head. I had the back of her head.
Uh-huh.
She looked up and started fighting. I said, yep, it's a demon. Mm. I'm talking about... The God in me stood up so strong, I wasn't scared, but the just scared me. It was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But I'm talking about, I grabbed that girl. The Lord gave me so much strength because she
threw her
friend across the room. It was a real demon. I ain't never seen nothing like this.
Yeah, I done been there, done that. I believe you, honey. I know it.
And you see, and so, long story short, God used me to be able to deliver the demon out of her. But the song was so anointed.
Amen.
She couldn't sing it. She couldn't. The demon in her could not bear to go through the entire song. And so I listened back to the song and I would just cry. When I was writing the song, it was me pouring out my heart and finally letting go of every past pain, every moment of bitterness that I've had, being a single mother, being left to take care of my son, every harsh word anybody has ever said to me, all the times I was seeking help in the industry and nobody would help me, everything that I had in me that kept me bound, I wrote it away. And I saw it got better because Jesus, he always had his hand and his help around for me.
Amen.
And so that's what the song is for me.
So tell us a little bit about what this song says, Better.
Better. I went into a dark place. You ever go into like a really dark state of mind?
Yes.
But your posture is always positive, mm-hmm. so you have to be positive.
Yes.
Because that's how people know you. My mind just was dark. I just couldn't see no light. But I knew my posture. I was very aware of my posture.
Mm-hmm.
My posture is smile, hi. And I would be looking at people like, can you see that I need help? And nobody ever saw it. I would think that maybe somebody could look in my eyes and say, you're not really doing good, are you? You want to go in the bathroom and pray or something? Nobody ever saw. And so Better for me was me finally finding the light for myself and learning how whenever, just when you feel this, this is how you get back.
Mm.
When you go through this, this is how you get back. When your mind starts to get overworked and overexerted and you feel anxiety, this is how you find me.
Yes.
That way you can be content in every state. Philippians 4 says, think on those things which are lovely,
mm-hmm.
a good report. And I started to condition my mind to just be better, just all by myself,
yeah.
not waiting on positions or somebody to acknowledge me or somebody to give me a reward or anything, just for my own sake.
Yes.
And the most important thing was I had to allow God to uproot all those bad seeds that started growing. And the branches was bitterness. The branches was anger. All the branches that was growing up was just a result of seed. And I let him pull them things out, and it hurts when he's pulling them out. It hurts so bad.
But you are better.
I am so better. Oh, my goodness. I'm just better. I just feel good.
Oh, Jessica, let me just tell you, I love you. You have such a strong, such an awesome ministry. So tell us, when will we be able to get this song?
I want to give it another week. To really play. So we can expect it, I want to say, maybe the later part of January. Maybe in the next 2 weeks, it'll be available.
Fantastic. Now, what's the name of the CD?
I don't know yet. I gotta find a good one.
You're still working on it?
I'm still working on it. I gotta find a good one.
Well, wonderful. Well, we look forward to the entire project. And Jessica, you keep doing what you do. Continue to let God use you. I don't think I need to say that because I know you will. And, you know, if you need anything from us here in Raleigh, you give us a call and let us know, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I love you so much. Happy New Year to you and your family.
You too, Jessica. God bless.